Next fall, incoming students at Arizona State University's business school will not have to pay tuition to get an MBA. Up to 120 students will get a free ride thanks to a gift from a real estate developer. Joining us now is Amy Hillman, Dean of the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, how much is this going to cost?
It's hard to say because we have, of course, a mix between in-state, out-of-state, and international students. But in last year, we only brought in 86 students, year before that, 70. So we've just been talking about 120 on the high side.
120 students, but how much do you think that would cost you?
We don't really have an estimate because of the mix of classes, because of the mix of the types of different students. It could go very low if it's an out-of-state student on an assistantship. So I just can't answer that for you.
And a lot of this is about bringing diversity to the class.
It is. We started to think about what would happen if we made a world-class MBA program available to people who might otherwise find it unattainable. So a great example is we have about 30% of our class right now are aspiring entrepreneurs. And if you're an entrepreneur who knows that the MBA curriculum could make your startup venture more successful, and you're torn between spending the money on the tuition for the MBA or using the money as startup capital, that's a difficult decision. So we think we're going to see different types of people coming into the program who, as I said, would otherwise not think they could afford an MBA.
And it's not too late at that point. By the time somebody gets to the point where they might go and get an MBA, you don't think that the diversity issue would have to be addressed earlier before they go to get an undergraduate degree in order to really mix it up?
Well, yes and no. Certainly some people start with the idea that they're going to get an MBA and they go into a business undergraduate program and then go out and work with that in mind. But a large number of our students really start to consider the MBA once they're out working. And we don't have a majority of students with a business undergrad. So these might be engineers that are excelling in their companies. They might be liberal arts majors. And they get excited about the MBA after they're out in the full-time workforce. So we think of course, working on diversity even earlier will help, but we think it's not too late.
Do you think that there's something specific to business school in what you're doing, or should this be a model that is picked up by law schools and any other graduate program to basically offer it for free so that you get a more diverse group and people aren't having to consider the cost of getting the degree?
Well, I think to the degree that diversity matters in whatever the pursuit, then it might be a model that is replicable. Now, of course, you know that you have to have generous benefactors like we have had, and we hope that we will continue to get philanthropy to support it going forward. So it's a tough proposition for the university to take on, but it's one that we absolutely think is going to result in a greater impact.
And when you look at the impact, you can look to Wall Street, you can look to companies and where people end up. It is still a man's world, isn't it? And do you think a lot of that is because of MBA programs?
I think, you know, MBA programs have not caught up with where we are on undergraduate. So at ASU in our business school, we're 49% women, but we're still only 30 to 35% women in the MBA. I think part of it has to do with the fact that the MBA requires significant work experience. So by the time you've graduated with your undergraduate and you're out working 3 to 5 years, if you're a successful female, you're probably getting into prime childbearing years as well. And so it's harder to have the opportunity cost to quit your job and come back to school. But we hope that this really will result in having more women out in the workplace and more minorities as well.
Now, I want to ask you about one other piece of criticism that has come up. There's a news headline. All I have to do is read you the headline. It says Arizona State makes its MBA free, a $20 million PR stunt. How do you respond to that this is about just getting attention?
Well, it's in some ways, I will say, the attention is needed if we are going to get a more diverse group of students coming in and considering the MBA. But I would say this is very real and not a stunt. This is about investing in a transformative experience for a really capable group of people to get a world-class MBA.
That's Amy Hillman, Dean of the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. Dean, thank you.
Thank you.